Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is personal finance. Each of my guests will discuss a matter pertaining to our financial well-being. My first guest is a media star in Portland, Oregon, who turned his attention to writing a personal finance book for the next generation. He'll teach us how to slay our bills, decapitate debt, and fight the apocalypse of financial doom from his latest book, Zombie Economics. My second guest examines how we spend our money. She worked for more than 2 years as a retail associate to investigate all aspects of retailing, from factory workers in China to Americans struggling to support large families on poverty-level wages. Retail is the nation's third-largest industry, and it's the U.S.'s largest source of new jobs. We're going to discuss what it's really like to work for $8 to $10 an hour from her book, Mauled. My third guest promises to make us rich. He's an author, entrepreneur, business maven who provides a six-week program designed to make us wealthy in his book titled, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Rick Emerson, is a radio and television broadcaster based in Portland, Oregon. He's the host of The Rick Emerson Show, which has encaptured or annoyed listeners since 1998. He's also on KRCW-TV's Outlook Portland. He's the author and star of a one-man show, Bigger Than Jesus, The Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan, as well as being the feature film of this, as well as the feature film of the same name, and has displayed his limited acting ability on such television programs as Leverage. Rick and his wife Laura moved to Portland in 1998 and consider it their adopted home. They live on the city's glorious east side, where they're embarrassingly close to their two dogs, Max and Philo. Rick prides himself on being a grammarian, particularly his adept use of the Oxford comma. Welcome to the show, Rick. How are you today?
Hi, Billy. How are you?
Well, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for being my guest. Zombie Economics. It's a guide to personal finance, and graduation season is approaching. Zombie Economics is a great gift for somebody graduating from either high school or college. The principles you teach in the book are important economic and dare I say, life lessons as well. What is it, why is it that what you provide in Zombie Economics isn't taught to children in school today or at home?
Well, like a lot of people, and this is true for both myself and Lisa Desjardins, who's my co-author, she and I grew up around the same time on different ends of the country, but like a lot of people, I grew up in a family that didn't teach me about money. And I think it's because that is a thing that is either handed down or not, depending on how their parents taught them. You know, my parents weren't bad people. They were smart. But no one had ever taught them how to handle their money, how to handle the incoming, the outgoing, figure out what they were really spending. And so when I was out on my own working in radio, you can't always count on the stability of radio or the money always flowing in. So I had to teach myself financial protection early on, because I knew that if I screwed up, that if I wasn't careful, there wasn't going to be anybody to watch my financial back. There wasn't going to be anybody to come save me. And what I've discovered is that a lot of people, smart people, people who really want to do the right thing with their money, they want to be financially stable. They want to be able to secure for themselves and for their families. They get overwhelmed by it, because it's a thing that if you are learning when you are 20, 25, 30, 35 and up, it becomes difficult. It's almost like learning a new language. And so what zombie economics does is it simplifies things. It's a translation device where it puts financial situations and strategies in a context that is entertaining and fun and compelling, but also teaches you lessons. It uses zombies as this sort of universal translation device for money, and that's especially important for people who are leaving college.
All right. Well, talk to me, Rick, if you will, a little bit about the metaphor of the zombie. Why did you choose zombies? There are all sorts of tricks and teaching techniques to teach people about money. Many of them are dry. Why did you choose to do it through zombies and really a kind of a quasi-horror film methodology?
Well, there's two things. One you just touched on is that a lot of financial books are really dry. They're dull. They're uninteresting. And it's not that finances aren't serious. Finances are incredibly serious. They're incredibly important. And for that reason, it's important that people actually read the book. You know, the idea that if you just go to the store and you just pick up something that is a weighty tome about how to handle your monetary life and you take it home and set it on the shelf, it's not going to just get into your head by osmosis. It's important that people actually read this and internalize it. And to that degree, we wanted to make it accessible, and we wanted to make it something that not only it wasn't like a textbook or an assignment. You weren't just reading it because you had to. The goal with zombie economics, and the reason that we intertwine the finances with this ongoing, suspenseful, funny, horrific zombie tale, is that we want you to be able to say, I can't wait to read the next chapter. I gotta find out what happens next. I gotta go home and finish this zombie book that I'm reading, because by reading it, by the end of it, you will have gone through an entire zombie adventure, but you're also going to be learning a lot about finances along the way. The reason why zombies, I think, are the perfect analogy is that zombies and money are both these lethal dangers, but they slowly surround you. And anybody who's seen a zombie movie knows that, you know, they're not sprinters. You know, you can outrun, you can outwalk probably your average zombie, but you get two or three zombies, gets a little tricky. If you look out on your front lawn and there's 500 zombies, it doesn't matter how slow they are, how slow any individual zombie is, you are trapped. And bills are sort of are the same way. People don't go 50 grand in debt overnight most of the time, but they wake up one day and they're surrounded, or their credit is ruined, or they're living month to month. And it's because no one bill, no one zombie is single-handedly threatening you. As a result, then people don't quite know where to start. They don't know where to shoot first. They don't know which direction to run. And so because those threats are so similar, zombies are, I think, the best way to explain to people how to get out of a financial danger zone.
Well, we're talking to Rick Emerson, and it's an amusing analogy that you use. His book, Zombie Economics, A Guide to Personal Finance. And Rick, you start out the book with sort of an ominous, dire warning, as you would in, I guess, any zombie movie. But at the beginning of your book, you advise that nobody is coming to save us. Now, what do you mean by that?
That's sort of the slogan of the book. It was the overarching theme of the book, is that no one is coming to save you. And the book starts with a prologue of just one anonymous house in one anonymous town during the zombie apocalypse, and the final moments of the people in that house as a warning, as a sort of example of the worst case scenario, what could happen to you. And the idea that no one is coming to save you, what that really means is that you are ultimately responsible for your own financial well-being, your own financial health, and your financial stability. For example, in zombie movies and in real life, the government effectively has the same role, which is that you hope that they're going to fix things. You hope that they're going to put everything back together. You hope that they're going to be able to right the economy. You hope that they are actually going to come to the rescue of individuals and of families and of industries. You hope that, but you certainly can't count on it. You can't just sit on your roof and say, well, I guess somebody's going to be here any second to rescue me. The helicopter, the tank, the squad car, they're going to approach any moment and everything's going to be fine. Because in the meantime, the zombies are getting thicker, the danger is getting worse, and you are sitting there on the roof utterly exposed. You have to take your survival into your own hands, especially if there are people depending on you. If you have a family, or you plan on having a family, or you've got friends or loved ones, and you are trying to help other people, one of the phrases we use in the book is that, you know, a dead hero never saved anybody. And if you're going to rescue the people down the street from zombies, the only way to do it is for you to make sure that you survive long enough to do it, and that you have the arsenal, you have the weapons, you have the armor to do that. And so it is with finances. Ultimately, it is up to you, because everybody else is busy defending their own house from zombies, and you've got to take control of your own destiny that way.
All right, we're talking to Rick Emerson, author of the book Zombie Economics. He's going to tell us how to slay our bills, decapitate debt, and fight the apocalypse of financial doom. And so, Rick, let's get into your system. There are about 8 components to your system, starting with the very first step, which seems logical to me, know your true income. What do you mean by that?
A lot of people will discuss their income and their salary, and they will use a couple of things. Either they'll just give the big round figure. They'll say, I make 30 a year, I make 45 a year, or whatever the number is, because that's maybe what was on the piece of paper when they got the job, or that's what they negotiated. Or if they're hourly employees, they'll do the thing that a lot of us have done, where they take the hourly wage and they multiply it in their head by the number of hours they work every week and then every month, and then they come up with the figure. Both of those are equally inaccurate in some ways, because first of all, that's obviously not what you take home. You've got your taxes, you've got your withholding, you've got everything. And then you've got all your absolute necessities, and we have a lot of worksheets in the book that allow people to make a very customized and very specific and personalized plan for approaching their finances. And one of those is to figure out your absolute necessities. And these are the things like, you know, your food, your clothing, your shelter. If you drive, this is your auto insurance. It's the stuff you have to have. Once all of those things are paid, once the taxes are taken out, once all of that is handled, you're going to end up with a lot less than you probably think you have. At the other end of the spectrum, you've got what you pay every month. And you probably pay a lot more to a lot more people and places and services than you think. You know, I would imagine that everybody, if they were to look deep into their finances, has maybe a magazine subscription they forgot about, a gym membership that they forgot about or that they have not used in 6 months but they're still paying on, or they subscribe. There's a website that maybe they have subscribed to, or there's a pay channel that they subscribe to. And these things aren't necessarily being used. They may even have forgotten that they have these things, but that money is trickling out. So the way we explain this to people is by using the zombie metaphor of rusted hinges and broken windows. And if you're in a house and the zombies are coming at you, you know, it's all well and good unless there's a window down in the basement that's busted out. It's all well and good unless the back door is coming off the frame because the hinges are rusted. And that's what those small expenses are, and also not knowing your true income. Those are small openings, and all they need is a small opening. And once the small opening is broken down, then the debt, the zombies, they come pouring in, and that's when the game can kind of be over. So people really need to understand the strength of their financial house and where that money could be getting in and out of.
Sound advice from Rick Emerson, author of the book Zombie Economics. So know your true income, know where your money is being spent. All of that makes sense. But going down your list, Rick, we get to one that kind of stuck out at me, and I wanted to ask you about it. I think fifth on your list is keep physically fit. Now, what has that got to do with being a zombie or avoiding the zombies and being financially secure?
We actually have a chapter. It's called They'll Eat the Fat Ones First,
right.
Fitness as a Financial Asset. And we start off by just saying that if you smoke, for example, you're doing the zombies' job for them. If you abuse yourself with drugs or alcohol, if you stuff yourself full of fattening foods, you know, you don't have any regard for what you're putting into your body, you know, you're going to die. And it might be fast or it might take a long, long time. And both of those are bad, and both of those impact your family. Both of those impact your loved ones. And frankly, even if it takes a long, long time for you to die, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I got to die sometime, and they'll light up a cigarette. And what they don't really think about is that long time is a long time in the future, and that's going to be a long time during which you are not able to make as much money as you might otherwise. You're not going to be able sometimes to get the jobs that you want because there are, for example, certain companies now that are resisting hiring smokers where they are actually, there are court battles going on about that right now where they don't want to hire people who have some of those habits. Health is not just a thing that you pay for in terms of medical bills. It's not just a thing you pay for in terms of insurance. Your body is the only money-making tool you really have, your body and your brain. Unless you come and do an unexpected inheritance, your body is what generates money. And the more you damage it, the more time you're going to miss from work, the more medications you're going to have to buy. All of these things impact you. And in very real ways, we actually, to drive the point home to people, we actually have classed the three most dangerous health zombies, the three most dangerous chronic diseases. And the three most dangerous chronic illnesses are type 2 diabetes and heart disease and lung disease. And we describe those in terms of what they, how they would attack you and how they would harm you if they were zombies, just to make people understand exactly what these things will do to your body and your livelihood. Your body is When you were growing up, your teacher always said, hey, your body's the best friend you've got. Your body's the best friend you've got, and it's the best money maker you've got. And you have to preserve it, or you're going to be paying in a lot of different ways for a long time.
All right. And that makes sense. We're talking to Rick Emerson, author of the book, I should say co-author of the book, Zombie Economics, A Guide to Personal Finance. And that leads me to my next question. You teamed up with Lisa Desjardins to write the book, Zombie Economics. She is a CNN correspondent. She lives in Virginia, all the way across the country from where you are. How did the two of you get together and decide to write this book?
Lisa is somebody that I've actually known for several years. She started out as being a correspondent for my radio show. She covers politics and the economy in Capitol Hill in D.C., and so she would come on, for a couple minutes, a couple times a week, and I'd say, hey, what's going on with the administration? What's going on with the economy? What's going on with, whatever the big story of the day was? And she and I would talk, back and forth, and got along really, really well, and she is one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, and she also is a big fan of pop culture, of movies, TV, and video games, just like I am, just like a lot of people are. And so we really just hit it off. And as I was putting together the idea for this book, as I was outlining the book, it just occurred to me that it was a no-brainer to have her involved. And the time zone difference, because I'm in Portland and she's all the way out there on the East Coast, it actually worked really well, because there would be this moment at around 2 a.m., well, can I stay up kind of late, where I would actually still be up and writing and working, and she would just be getting up, and she would be writing and working, and we'd cross over for about an hour late at night or early in the morning, and it made actually writing the book a lot easier. But she is, she's just this side of brilliant. So.
We're talking to Rick Emerson. Rick, what do you want readers to take away from reading Zombie Economics?
The idea that your money problems are fixable. They are solvable. They are surmountable. People sometimes will get overwhelmed, and understandably so. They feel like it is so complicated. There are so many choices that, in response, what they do is they do nothing, and so they get a sort of paralysis with this thin layer of guilt, where there's a drawer full of bills in the kitchen, or there's a stack full of bills on the coffee table that piled under a bunch of old sports sections from the newspaper, and they think, I really ought to deal with those bills. Or we've all done this, where you come home and you check the mailbox. And, you look at the bills and you say, I don't want to deal with these. And what do? You just stick them in a pile somewhere and you forget about them. Well, these things do have answers. And the first step is just sitting down, looking through that stack, and figuring out, okay, what is all the bad news? I'm going to get all the bad news out on the table in front of me. And here's the thing. There is going to be some bad news in there. Nobody likes to pay bills. But that bad news is not going to be as bad as you think. It's not going to be as bad as you're probably afraid of. And also, it's not nearly as bad as it's going to be if you wait 6 weeks, if you wait 8 weeks, if you wait 3 months. That bad news is going to get a lot worse. And so the overriding theme is that your finances are solvable, and you do understand how to do it, even if you don't quite believe that you understand money. You really do, and that's what the zombie metaphor does. It acts as a translator that lets people see how much they already know about money, even if they don't realize it.
Oh, that's great. We're going to have to leave it there. We've been talking to Rick Emerson, author of the book, Zombie Economics, A Guide to Personal Finance. Rick, if people like what you're saying, they like the sound of your voice, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Glad you asked. The book, you can find out more about it at zombieeconomics.com, just like it sounds, all one word, Z-O-M-B-I-E, economics, zombieeconomics.com, and then my website is rickemerson.com, R-I-C-K-E-M-E-R-S-O-N, rickemerson.com, and those all sort of interlink back and forth, but they can find out more about the book, including how to get the Kindle and the ebook versions of it at zombieeconomics.com.
That is great. We've been talking to Rick Emerson. Rick, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care now.